Coming to you from the center of Valito, the Lifestyle Center, where we're broadcasting from 24/7. You're on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. And time now for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Darling. Nice to see you again, Eamon.
Yes, thanks, Dave. Always good to be here, Dave, on a Thursday.
Well, it is a kind of overcast and possibly going to be raining a little bit later. And the best way I know of cheering oneself up on a first Thursday evening in Belito is to pop along to the first Thursday event, where I know you're going to be, no doubt, ensconced with wines and good things. But right now, our focus is on our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week, which this week happens to be Le Champ Blanc. Le Champ Wines comes from Stellenbosch. Polka Dry. What do we know about this place?
Very, very small farm, Dave, producing small quantities of wine. It's particularly what we're going to be tasting just now is the Chenin Blanc. Beautiful wine. Vineyards are 35-year-old Chenin Blanc vines. And where they, and as you know, the polka dye in Stellenbosch, the vineyards are very face the Atlantic Ocean, so you get those nice cool breezes blown in from the sea, especially in summertime where they need quite a little bit of cooling, especially for Chenin. Then it's matured in stainless steel, then goes into 8 months in French oak barrels, and then the remainder stays in stainless steel and cement tanks. Then it's blended together to what we have in the bottle, which is the Chenin. And the vintage that we're going to be tasting is the 2023 vintage. So cellaring potential on this particular Chenin, they say, is between 5 to 6 years. So it's a 2023, so we're already 2 years down the line from when it was bottled. So it should be interesting to see when we taste what flavour we're going to get through. They say layered aromas of stone fruit, orange blossom, and a little bit of hint of white apple. So
wow,
that's quite interesting for a Chenin Blanc.
Well, let's, and I note this is a kind of, cordial between South Africa and France. This is very French in
yes.
its approach and its style, and even in its construction, I would imagine. It's a sort of French-South African collaboration. So is this more of a French-style Chenin?
I would, by the winemaking process and what they're using, I would say yes.
Well, why don't we have a little splash and then and see whether the promise on the paper in fact translates to the promise in the glass. And this is always the test is the taste, of course. It always is. And it's a very personal thing. Everyone has a slightly different approach to life and taste buds and what you fancy. A little of what you fancy does you good. Not to say that what we talk about on a Thursday is definitive, but it is definitive for us, and maybe it gives you an idea. So this is it. The wine features a full, rich palate characterized by layers of aromas. Oh, it does smell gorgeous. Stone fruit, orange blossom, and a subtle hint of white apple. Well, there it is. What does it taste like? They call it a harmonious interplay of oak, acidity, and fresh minerality on the mid-palate. It is definitely... Well, it's... firstly, I really appreciate the fact that it's chilled, because I think if it wasn't, it would be quite heavy on the palate.
On the palate, yeah. Definitely,
but,
I'd say.
But as it is with this, not too cold, but just chilled enough to take the edge off. It has that harmonious interplay. I'm not sure about the oak, really.
It stares slightly when it comes through in the back, Dave, on the back of your palate. Mm. But, you know, everybody's so used to drinking Chenin Blancs, but different styles of Chenin Blanc and different methods of how they're made. But in particular, vintage, this is 23. So if you were to drink it at, say, a 2025, you'll get a lot more citrus
ah.
coming through in the front. You get that little bit more acidity. Whereas this is now, we're 2 years now in bottle, so it's developed a lot more. That citrus is there, but it's not overpowering. Mm. It's not like you'd normally get in a,
you know,
in a, in a current
vintage. On the fourth sip, the oak for me is more present.
It comes through, mm. yeah, it comes through.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's changed. It's interesting. From the first to the fourth sip, it changed quite substantially. And now I can fully appreciate it. I think it's a jolly...
It's totally different.
Yeah, I like it. Not that, of course, that means much at all, but all I can suggest is that it probably, and you've identified that it has aged already, but it could age another couple of years.
They reckon,
still
yeah.
And transform still, it even more.
It'll change even more, Dave, and I reckon the colour will slightly change as well.
And this wine is called Le Chant du Coq, which means, I don't know, but is it possibly the cock's crow? The crowing of the cock?
The
lovely strident rise at sunrise, the call of the morning. It's a very French, almost a pencil sketch of a proud cockerel on the label.
On the label itself, yes, totally different.
Now the bottle, I say it has a French vibe to it. The sort of vintage pale yellow colours of the Dauphin.
That's it.
So I would suggest that. If you have an opportunity to taste this wine, you too will find it beguiling. Nice word, that. And tasting, I presume, is going to happen again on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, Dave, yeah. 2 to 4 on Friday and 12 to 2 on Saturday.
Well, there it is. It's a wine that we think you are going to enjoy immensely. The Le Chant Blanc 2023. And it's produced in Polkadraai Stellenbosch, but it's a very, very definite collaboration between their French connection and their South African partners. So I think you'll enjoy it. It's different, and it's pleasantly so. Definitely has a character of its own. Now, we talked about, well, I did anyway, maybe you can add to it, the first Thursday event this evening. What can we expect?
Yes, Dave, first Thursday again, 2nd of October. We're getting close the year end again. So tonight we're going to have three tables, and we're going to be doing the Alvis Drift 2-to-1 range. We're going to be doing Dave Finlayson wines as well, and if another small boutique farm called Capensis with some Dalkeet in there as well.
Wow! It's obviously a real spread tonight. And you'll be most welcome. The idea, of course, is that you try it and enjoy it, and then you buy it. So don't be those oaks that just arrive, drink, and go, you know? You can support your local vintner, the Eamon and the lads from Tops and the lasses from Tops and Lifestyle. They'll be just too delighted to see you and to welcome you to the open.
Basically, to support the farms as well, Dave.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot going on with, all this thing going on in America, all this tariffs and all sorts. So there's a lot of wine not going to America anymore. It's not leaving our shores. So you're going to expect a lot of different wines becoming available over the next probably 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
That we were never able to get.
Well, watch this space. So maybe their loss is our gain.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Very good, very good. So there it is, our Tops Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon Darling, our man of the grape and the fruit, and certainly a wide range and knowledge of what makes wine particularly attractive to you, no doubt. Eamon, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to catching up in a week's time.
No problem. Thanks, Dave.
Tops Wine of the Week will be, this is going up as a podcast, so if you would like to share the story or listen to it again, you're most welcome. It's on our apps and our website under the, funnily enough, under the morning show, but you'll find it there with a picture of Eamon and the bottle of wine, and the music continues.